Real quick here, Doran, I forgot to mention the Rashad Bateman drop.
The sun got him.
That stinks.
Yep.
Hit him right in the face mask, and then Kyle Hamilton had a chance to seal the game with an interception and didn't. And that's how you lose to the Cleveland Browns, to drop to 5-3. Steelers have a chance to get to 6-2 and be looking down on everyone in the AFC North standings if they can get that victory over the Giants tonight. And joining us now to get into it, he's usually here for game reaction. He's here to preview the game. It's Mark Cabali. Cabali brought to us by Bet365 and also by the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Mr. Cabali. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Great.
I hear that you have not turned your heat on yet, even though it dropped down to 30 degrees or so last night. You are a sick man.
It's a caveat today because I'm literally standing right in front of my fireplace right now. So,
why haven't you turned your heat on?
It's just, you know.
Mm-mm, I don't.
As Austin Bechtold always puts the drop in, it's the machismo of trying.
So when do you do it then?
Yeah, like,
because once it gets below freezing, that seems to me to be the time.
You know what? Here's the thing. The wife usually does it, but I got a new thermostat, and I don't think she knows how to use it, so I got the edge.
Don't you feel bad for your kids?
Right.
Like, there's nothing worse, seriously, all relative, than sitting on a cold toilet. That's what happens. You sit down on a cold toilet. That is a terrible feeling, and you've done that to your children. Bad dad move.
Yep.
No, my kid sleeps with a fan blowing in his face, so.
All right, I think we're done with that conversation. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mark, what's going on with Justin Fields? Is it just he pulled a hamstring, or are there trade winds swirling?
Yeah, ask Jay Glazer, right? I find it quite interesting to get off on a little tangent right here that you can see a guy have a compound fracture on the field, and you ask him, he'd be like, oh, we don't know. We're going to check and see. We'll have an MRI. We'll get back to you. Jay Glazer calls him up and says, what's up, Mike? Hey, Justin Fields tore his hamstring, and he might be out. I find that quite interesting that he divulges information. Saying that, I have no idea what's wrong with his hamstring. It's probably bad enough for him not to play tonight. I don't think there's anything trade related. That would be actually stupid.
Yes.
So I think it's just he probably tweaked it later in the week or doing something or pushing a sled or whatever he was doing. And, you know, if you look at it, and I have heard rumblings of this, that the soft tissue injuries for the Steelers are pushing near the top of the league. And this is, I guess, considered just another one of those right now. So,
isn't that why they got rid of the last staff?
That might have to be evaluated in the offseason.
Well, that's what happens whenever you bring in a college football strength and conditioning staff. They treat them like they're college football players. That's what happens. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And they're 30-some-year-old fellas that have put their body through years and years of work. I mean, you know, I'm a physical specimen as it is, so I probably shouldn't be talking on this. But, hey, it is what it is. There's a lot of hamstrings, groins, and calves injuries this year, which haven't been like that in the past. At least I don't remember as many.
Mark, did you expect Justin Fields to play in this game? If he was healthy.
I think he would have played a little bit, yeah. I don't think it was going to be over the top. I think they were going to wait till through the bye week to be able to introduce him a little bit more into it. I'm still not thinking, regardless of what it was going to be, it wasn't going to be anything series related. It was going to be situational related, especially how Russell was going to play. But if you're able to put him out there for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 plays in situations where he succeed in short yardage and red zone, even though just Russell Wilson has been pretty good at that last year and was already good at it the one game he's played here, I could still see them putting him in there. So I still think that's on the table, but obviously not tonight and probably for another couple weeks.
Mark, the Steelers have a plus 68 point differential in the second half, and I think it's happened enough now that you can't ignore it. What do you make of that? Why are the Steelers as dominant as they've been in the second half of football games, according to you?
I would imagine part of it has to be that can't be any worse starting off games, right? takes them a while to get heated up a little bit. I don't know. I don't think there's any sort of halftime adjustments or anything like that. That's a good question. I don't think I have an answer of why they're better in the second half than in the first half. I'd like to more look at the negative and saying why they stink so bad in the first half, the first three or four or five series. I think that's more important because you obviously want to play with a lead rather than, you know, coming back from a deficit. So I don't know if there's anything tangible you can point your finger to and say they're doing this better, this better, this better, other than, you know, they're just playing better in the second half. But like I said, I think they need to start playing better in the first half, because if they're going to end up losing games, it's because it's going to be because of poor, slow starts.
Mark, what do you need to see out of Russell Wilson tonight to make you feel good? Same thing?
Same stuff. I mean, I don't think you need anything more. Take your shots. I mean, there might not always be there. George Pickens might not always make these fabulous catches, but you at least have to put him in that situation to be able to make those catches. Still run the ball, play action, some of that crazy, not even crazy stuff, some of the play action stuff to guys like Darnell Washington, where he's just leaking out into the flat and he's wide open for 10 or 15 yards. Just a lot of the same stuff there. Let the defense play their game. I don't think you have to be too fancy here. I mean, if you're looking at the Giants, aren't you saying they're probably one of the five worst teams in the league? And you got a team that's actually thrived on Monday nights, 21 straight wins. It's all set up for a relatively simple Steelers win, and I could probably see that happening. But, yeah, I mean, that's all I want to see. I want to see a lot of the same stuff.
Daniel Jones, by the way, 1-14 in primetime games, 0-7 on Monday Night Football. Why are the Steelers so good on Monday night, Mark?
Wow. I mean, that goes back to even Tomlin days, man. I mean Cowher days.
Yeah.
Cowher days. I mean, that's not even something new. You can't even say, okay, Tomlin puts more emphasis on it. I don't know. They just play well. I mean, they find ways to win on Monday nights and in primetime games. And that's when you play in it so much, maybe that's it. I'm just thinking on a fly here. You play in so many games. You're in four, five, six a year that it's not too big. It's not like Jacksonville playing on a Monday night and all of a sudden you're like, oh, goodness, where are we at here? But there's a lot of teams that play a lot of those games. I mean, Dallas plays six or seven a year.
The Giants 49ers play a lot of them too.
Yeah, they all play a lot. So that doesn't even really have a lot of, you know, it doesn't even make much sense either other than, boy, you're asking me questions I have no answers.
Yeah, you're buffering. You're buffering. I think we need to pull out our.
I mean, honestly, I mean, what is your theory? What is your theory, Crowley? I have no idea.
If I had to come up with one, Tomlin, you get the extra day of practice, and he said that they work their Friday day twice, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Friday for them is always situational football.
But it happened with Cowher too. Like,
I don't know what Cowher did. I don't remember.
All teams do that. I mean, don't the Cowboys do that?
I don't know.
Don't the 49ers do that? I mean,
perhaps. Yeah, I don't know. It's an amazing streak. It is an amazing streak. They have not, with Cowher or Tomlin, they have not lost a scheduled Monday night football game. It's insane.
What was the last one? We're talking back in Buffalo?
92.
I think they got whipped pretty good that game, but I do remember watching that. That was how long ago it is. Maybe it's the juiced up crowd. But there's juiced up crowds in Buffalo.
So. I know. You're right.
I don't know.
It is 9:12. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. The Steelers, they take on the Giants tonight. Well, the Ravens, yesterday, they fell to the Brownies. Are the Steelers better than the Ravens? We'll get to that with Mark, among other things. He's with us until 10 o'clock. Text us 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Caboli famously does not turn the heat on this time of year. And now I'm getting texts from Donnie Football saying his place with Sarah is 59 degrees.
Why?
And he said it's Sarah's doing and that they're built for cold weather football games.
just doesn't make sense.
I mean, it does save money, I guess, but...
Yeah, but, like, how much? Like, for real? Like, to sacrifice your being comfortable? Hey,
I don't want to wear three hoodies and a couple blankets every time I hang out at my house.
You're just wearing Under Armour pants in your house underneath your jeans.
You think Donnie's got the long johns on?
Yeah.
You ever wear the long johns?
Back when I was little.
I hate the way those feel.
Why?
I used to wear them all the time for football games, you know, when it was cold, playoffs, stuff like that.
Whenever you were playing?
No, not when I was playing, no. Did you wear them when you played?
When I was little.
Before Under Armour came out. The thick Under Armour was a godsend.
I wear that now, like on the sidelines, underneath like my sweatshirts.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might have to do it for a playoff game this year, Doran.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, Caboli, it's weird behavior. Especially you. Like, Donnie's young, and he's moving up in the industry.
Caboli's big money.
You got all kind of that McAfee money, man. Like, it's crazy to me.
No, it has nothing to do with the money. I think I'm on the budget. You know what the budget is there, Crowley?
Yeah, I know what a budget is, Mark. That would speak to it being money.
You pay the same thing basically in July for heat than you do in January. But, you know, growing up, the old man never turned the heat on until it was icicles forming in the house. I guess some things just got passed down to you.
All right, last thing on this then. When it's super hot in the summertime, is the air on?
Oh, the air is always on. The air might be on right now.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark, are the Steelers going to get a wide receiver? Because it seems like the market, less and less of these guys are available. It seems like Cooper Kupp not available, and then Christian Kirk, he broke his collarbone. He's going to be out for the year.
Yep. It's not looking good, right? But they're going to have to find somebody. I don't think it's going to be anybody that wows you. I mean, it's not going to be anybody that you're going to go in there and you're going to think is going to make an immediate impact or an immediate difference, but they're going to have to add somebody. And I think Omar will. I mean, we got 9 days until the trading deadline. So he'll find somebody if it's, I mean, I can't even begin to even imagine who's out there at the time.
What about Darius Slayton tonight? Talked to a Giants beat writer on Friday. He said he thinks he could be had, and he thinks he could be had for like a fifth or sixth round pick.
Yeah, I mean, you take a flyer on him because, I mean, not only with the Van Jeffersons and the Calvin Austins of the world, but you don't have much in the way of depth. You can't really count on Roman Wilson right now, even though maybe he'll – you know, come out of his funk and be semi-playable in December, but you can't count on that. And you're an injury away from Scotty Miller, who's basically hasn't played in a month now of any significant snaps. So just for depth-wise, you better add somebody. I don't think Andy Isabella's the answer at that point. So I think Omar will find somebody. But like I said, all the playmakers, all the good guys are basically gone. Unless you want to look for the Mike Williams again, all of a sudden that's cooled off. But you imagine that, what, they're 2-6 now, the Jets?
Sure are.
There's no use keeping him, and I would take him in a heartbeat because I think he would fit what Russell Wilson wants to do. He's a guy that can stretch the field, just throw it up to him, and see if he can make a play or two. So that's still on the table, I believe.
Mark, has Minka been bad this year, or has he just been quiet? And I mean, because no interceptions, we were talking earlier, maybe this is the night that he gets an interception. Has he been bad, or has he just been doing his job and just been quiet?
Yeah, I just don't think they've put him in a position to make plays like he did 3 or 4 years ago when he played more towards the line of scrimmage. He was, you know, played that robber precision from time to time where he's able to make plays. I think they're just very interested and very cognizant of not letting the ball get over their heads, which they've had issues with that over the past couple of years. I mean, it seems crazy to be able to put one of your best defenders just as a deep center fielder. But it means a lot to them not to be able to give up those long plays and easy scores. I don't think he's played terrible. I don't think he's played bad. He just hasn't had the turnovers and the fumbles and that. You know how that goes, though. I mean, he gets one or two, and all of a sudden he breaks out. Just like Patrick Queen. I mean, Patrick Queen, we were poo-pooing him forever, and all of a sudden, you know, he has a game where he – puts up some stats, and all of a sudden he's back. I think that's all Minka needs to do. Then, you know, people will probably lay off a little bit, but I think he's extremely valuable piece. They just don't put him in position to make those plays right now, which, like I said, you can question why, but it tends to be working right now.
Meanwhile, TJ Watt, yes, he forced a couple of fumbles against Las Vegas, and I'm not taking that away from him, and he's a stout run defender. 17th in the league in sacks. Should the Steelers blitz more? Should the Steelers move him around? I mean, he gets so much attention, and it feels like this year even more than in the past.
Yeah, I don't think they're – I mean, moving him around, they do it – they'll do it occasionally, but not very much. I think he just likes to stay on one side. But who is this Jamoke tackle that says he wants to be lined up one-on-one with him all game from the Giants? Did you read that?
I did, and I hope that I hope that Dable heeds the words there, and I hope that he does exactly that, because that's how you get – that's how you get feasted on. That offensive line stinks. I am hoping and I am expecting a nice game from T.J. Watt tonight, but – the sack production is not used to what we're seeing out of that guy.
No, I mean, Highfield. Highsmith has been out for a while, right? He just came back. Herbig's been out. So not only are you getting a tight end chipping you, you're getting a back chipping you well, and some of the holding. I mean, I know that he has to fight through that and to be able to score, get the sacks, but at some point it comes to the point where it just – very, very difficult to do that. I think with Highsmith back, you'll be able to help that out a little. But I'm not going to say that he's going to continue to not get sacks. I mean, but before you look and before you know it, T.J. Watt will be up there, you know, 15, 16 sacks. He hasn't played the Browns yet. And you ever see his numbers against the Browns? They're just staggering. So that's the least of my worries right now with Watt. I think he'll do it. I mean, you were talking about the Giants real quick, Crowley. Name somebody on that offense that doesn't stink. Malik Nabers?
Yeah, maybe? Malik Nabers. And my guy Slayton. That might be the list. Singletary not having a good year. He's been banged up. Yeah, there's not a lot of talent.
I tell you their running back is, right? Montgomery and
no, Singletary. Tracy?
Yeah, me just me.
Montgomery. Like he plays for the Lions.
Where's Montgomery at?
Lions.
He plays for Lions. Montgomery. Had a nice day yesterday for my fantasy team yesterday.
He's doing pretty good this year.
Nobody cares.
I was going to ask you what worries you if you're a Steelers fan about the Giants, but you think David Montgomery plays for the Giants, so right. Maybe you're not the right guy to ask.
Probably not.
Montgomery, Singletary, they're both small running backs. What do I know? I don't follow the Giants every single day, and I'm not as bad as a fantasy team to have him on my roster like you, Crowley.
So now he's taking shots at me. Someone texts in, by the way, at 412-928-9370 and says they keep their thermostat at 55 degrees year-round.
That's just insane. What are we doing?
They live in Florida, probably.
That is sick to me.
What are we doing?
All right, I do have that question about the Ravens for Mark, which we'll get to coming up next. But did either of you guys see what Anthony Richardson pulled?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Doran, have you seen anything like that? For those who don't know, quarterback Anthony Richardson of the Colts, the guy who was cooking the Steelers before Flacco came in to cook them, got pulled from the game in the third quarter because he pulled himself from the game because he said he was tired. He was out of breath. And then he admitted it in a post game. What are you doing? It's bad enough to do it, and your teammates are going to know, and that's bad. But then after, oh, yeah, I was tired. Buddy, lie.
Yeah, what?
Lie. Don't say the quiet thing out loud. I can't remember in all my years watching ball, a quarterback or any play. I mean, I guess it happens to guys. But quarterback.
I could tell you one.
Tell me.
Who?
You remember 15 years ago, a guy named Jonathan Dwyer?
Yes.
That's all everybody ever talked about was him tapping out all the time.
He also.
But a quarterback?
Never admitted it, but.
A quarterback?
No, he's running back.
I know, but have you ever seen a.
Oh,
Montgomery.
Yeah, I don't know, Dorn. Lost in translation here. What are we talking about? No, quarterback. No, how do you get tired? You're a quarterback. That's a bad look. It's definitely a bad look. It reminds me of the Pirates. Reminds me of the Penguins. Oh, get tired.
Are you all right? Are you okay?
Not really. I'm
should this be it? Just kick him into the curb.
I'm tired.
Social Media's Biggest Loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It is you. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We're going to take a quick break here as Caboli pulls himself from the segment due to fatigue. We'll come back and we're going to ask the question, although I'm a little worried about the answer, are the Steelers right now better than the Baltimore Ravens? That's next. My God. Cowboys defensive back was asked about a particular play in the Cowboys loss last night, responded to the reporter, let's talk about D's nuts. And Caboli thinks that's coming back. I hope not. The D's nuts thing, I think, ran its course, and we don't need any more of it. Right, Mark? Is he gone? Did he think we really kicked him out?
Is he gone?
Is he gone, Callis?
Oh, there he
is.
Oh,
we got him back. He texted me F you during the break, so I figured maybe that could have been the case. Is D's nuts back, Mark? Now we can't hear him.
Now we can't. Yeah, like, what is Callis messing up?
Or is it Mark faking it again? Because
Mark, you're on mute.
Doesn't make for good radio, Mark, if you're doing a bit here, bud.
What?
All right. Forget the D's nuts things. Are the Steelers better right now than the Baltimore Ravens, Mark?
No.
Ravens offense, best in the league. Their defense, one of the worst. Pass defense, worst in football. Just lost to a 1-6 football team. Steelers, defense, elite, second best in the league in points against, and their offense is average. I think you can make a compelling case that the Steelers are a better, more well-rounded football team, Mark.
Hey, a coach once told me stats are for losers.
Mm-hmm. You watch them. They lost yesterday. They've lost to the Las Vegas Raiders at home.
Yeah, you know what? They tend to lose in the same way every single time when they get a little bit too much of Lamar happy. I'm not saying Lamar is not an MVP and should be getting the ball a lot. But when you got that horse in the backfield and you give him the ball 8 to 10 times and he's averaging 7.2 yards per carry and you're still not giving him the ball, that's where they tend to lose. And they lost earlier in the season because of that same way. I would say that maybe Steelers have a better offensive coordinator right now than Todd Monken of the Ravens, but you can't deny that Henry's better than Harris. You can't deny that Jackson's better than Wilson.
Sure.
Overall, I think the Ravens are still a better team and have a better chance of winning division and going further in the playoffs than the Steelers, but I think the Steelers have closed that gap significantly.
Are they better than the Bengals?
Yeah, the Bengals are just a mess. You don't know which team you're going to come and find with that one. Offensive line's a mess, defensive line. If Joe Burrow's not putting up, you know, 5 touchdowns and 380 a game, then they're struggling, and they're not going to be able to win games, and you can't sustain that. So, I mean, you got to watch the Browns now, man. I mean, Jameis Winston makes this team a whole different topic of conversation right now. You got 2 games against them coming up in a short amount of time. Yesterday, you could probably just mark those off as easy W's. I don't think you can do that right now. I think Jameis puts them in the conversation of being spoilers, but I don't think they have a chance to, you know, make the playoffs or anything to that. They'd have to win out to do that.
Yeah, they'd have to go 8-1 to get them to 10-7. And so even if you think 9-8 gets in, it's tough.
What a better team they are just by switching a quarterback.
Unreal.
Jameis was really not spectacular. I mean, you would say he's an average quarterback to above average maybe. That's all you need to make this team a viable threat to some of the teams they're playing down the stretch here. So, that I mean, it was good for the Steelers that the Browns won, but in – you look at it long term, they got to face this team that's not that bad all of a sudden.
Mark, the Giants are one of the worst rush defenses, if not the worst, in the entirety of the NFL. And you got Najee Harris here going for 3 consecutive 100-yard rushing games. A, will he do it again? B, what got into him? And C, could he maybe be a Steeler next year after all?
Well, we'll start with C. I don't think so. Because I think they didn't want to pay him this year, so I don't see why that would change next year. Even if he does put another 1,000 yards up, 1,100 total yards up, they just don't want to pay him. You got Jaylen Warren sitting there where you're going to have to pay him. I think somewhere around $3 million or something if he's a restricted free agent. So I just unless he wants to take, you know, $5-6 million a year, I think he'll have a bigger market outside. I mean, look what happened last year. That first day of free agency, a lot of running backs came off the board. So even though they might be undervalued, a lot of teams wanted them. So I would imagine he would be gone regardless, unless he really wants to stay here. And I don't know if he does or not. Boy, those are 3 very odd questions. They weren't linked up there, Crowley.
Well, what got into him? Why is he running the way he is? Because this, for my money, this is the best he's looked.
Well, I think he's always ran the ball well. I think he's turning some of those 10-yard gains into 35-yard games, is why you're getting those 100-yard games. Different blocking style, different technique, different schemes. I don't know if the offensive line is as good as it was the past 2 years yet. I mean, usually this is the time that offensive line starts to gel second half of the season, so that might be something that benefits him down the road. I just think I think he's able to – first of all, he's in better shape. He's quicker. He's been able to make some moves, and he's getting a couple holes where he's been able to hit him a little bit quicker than years past. And I think Arthur Smith really knows, has found a sweet spot of what works for him. And I don't know. Is he going to get 100 yards tonight? I think Jaylen Warren's going to continue to creep back in there with more and more carries, because you still got, you know, anywhere 8, 9, 10 games left, depending on how far you go in the playoffs. You don't want Najee Harris carrying the ball 300 times. So I could see those numbers starting to dwindle just a little bit in attempts and snaps.
Mark, I believe it was last week that Mike Tomlin was asked a question about Broderick Jones, and he, I'm paraphrasing here, he said something of the lines like, I'm pleased with his progression, something like that. It took me back for a second, because, you know, I didn't think he wanted to throw Broderick under the bus, but he almost praised him for his play. Like, are we missing something here? Have you seen anything positive from Broderick Jones this season at playing right tackle?
I mean, the only progression I could think of is progressing from his injury, his elbow injury. I mean, he hasn't played better than he did last year. I mean, I don't know what he's probably just taking care of his young tackle. That's why you don't really believe a lot of things Mike Tomlin says about players when you ask how so-and-so is doing. He's not going to throw him under the bus for the most part, unless, you know, it's a kicker or a punter maybe. Actually, that was Cowher back in the day, would throw the kicker under the bus. But he's just not going to publicly do that to a guy. But he can't believe it. I mean, he watches the film more than anybody, right? He sees that he's not nearly as good as he was last year. The only progression he could be talking about is coming back from an injury that was apparently Jay Glazer didn't ask him about, so we don't know any specific details on.
A little salty there from Mark.
He is.
Mark, we are going to let you go. We appreciate you coming on with us. It was fun, kind of, as it mostly sometimes is.
I just need one thing here. Hey, Doran, who's Wes Allegheny play this week?
They're
at my Jaguars,
They play TJ, yeah. Ooh. Well, Wes Allegheny messed everything up, because they were supposed to lose to Montour, and they ended up beating Montour, and now that they're messed the whole 4A little bracket up.
Am I going to give you 35 points? You can come on down. I could put you up in the old spare bedroom if you...
Yeah, if you want to freeze your nards off.
Right, yeah, I'll just... Yeah, seriously.
All right, Mark, take it easy, bud. Thanks for coming on.
All right, we'll see you, fellas.
Mark Caboli of Pat McAfee fame.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw this stat. I want to get to it real quick. The Jets scored 20-plus, didn't turn it over, allowed fewer than 250 yards. In NFL history, teams are 750-1 when generating that box score. And the only loss is the Jets yesterday. My God, that is just, it's just tremendous. All right, usually, Doran, we give Sunday's game balls on a Friday. Well, today we're going to give Monday's game balls on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we think's going to show up for the Steelers tonight? We'll give our final score predictions. That's on the way when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We'll give you our game balls, our predictions on Steelers-Giants in one moment. Doran, I've now seen a longer video of Tyrique Stevenson, the defensive back for the Chicago Bears. He was taunting for a full 12 seconds, and he doesn't even move until the receivers get to, like, the 20-yard line.
Right.
It's even worse than I thought.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Oh, my God. How's that go over in film room?
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one. I mean, you're getting called out. Like, I don't know. That's tough.
I mean, you gotta bench the guy, right? I mean.
can you afford to? Like, that's the thing. Like, if I don't know. Every coach is different, but you must make an example out of them. Like, you would think, at least back in the day, they would have.
Yeah. I'm not super familiar with the player. I mean, this is, I guess, his second year in the league. And he was a second-round pick, so a higher pedigree guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he ain't out there the next game for me. I mean, that's as bad as I've ever seen. And then you have Anthony Richardson pulling himself from a football game because he was tired. What is happening with the youngsters today, Doran?
Well, it's going to get worse.
Not everyone can be tough just like me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, who gets a game ball tonight? And do the Steelers win?
The Steelers do win. I'll give a score prediction. I think they get like 35 to like 12, something like that. They do exactly what they did last week. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy with the consistency. And the game ball goes to Ryan McCollum because he has to go against Dexter Lawrence. And he holds it down, the center for the Steelers. He gets my game ball.
I can't think of anything in football that I think would be less fun than having my head down and snapping a ball and then having to deal with that.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Center seems miserable to me.
Uh-huh.
And snap it. Okay, I got to do all this. So I'll do that. Hey, look over here. There's Mike, blah, 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 blocking scheme. And then 340 pounds bearing down on you.
Tough.
Play after play.
Just anchor. You have to anchor now.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Sounds terrible. I got Najee Harris going over 100 again. I have the Steelers winning 30-14. And I think tomorrow we're talking about your first place in the AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers. And we're going to have some high times for the next 2 weeks. As you just get to sit back and watch the chaos that is the NFL and the Steelers on an upward trajectory. All right. We'll break it down for you tomorrow starting at 5:40 a.m. Starkey's next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 66.